Coming today on Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast.
The one thing that happens with most people when they go through divorce is they let themselves go. Like, they don't take care of themselves. They don't eat right. They don't sleep right. They stop exercising. All that stuff starts to happen. And I think all of us actually on this show today have been through a divorce or a breakup. And so it's something that I think most people have gone through and they know what it's like. It's one of the worst things that people can deal with.
Welcome to Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast with Rebecca Zung and Susan Guthrie.
This is the place to hear other people's stories, to learn from the top experts in every related field, to also have some fun, laugh, and hang with two divorce attorney girlfriends who are also top family law litigators.
Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve family law matters peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert Scott Picard at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free meditation.
And now we invite you to listen to today's show.
It's going to inspire you to transform and break free. Welcome to today's podcast. Our topic today is Fresh Start Fitness, Thrive and Shine After Divorce with celebrity trainer Jennifer Giamo. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. So as we tape this show, it's the beginning of a new year. But for many of you who are going through a divorce or a separation, it's also the start of a new normal, you know, a transformational time, which ties in with what so many people experience at the beginning of the new year with New Year's resolutions and their fresh start. So today's guest is perfect any time of year. Jennifer Giamo is a nationally recognized and accredited personal trainer and corrective exercise specialist with a master's degree in nutrition education. She's also the founder of Trainers in Transit, which brings a curated network of fitness professionals directly to you so that you can find the program that best suits your needs. Jen works with many celebrities, and she's appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan and The Rachel Ray Show. She also works with the producers of ABC TV, and she actually has a boot camp coming up for the producers of the Oscars, which I think sounds like a lot of fun. Jen's latest program, which is in conjunction with Worthy.com, is Fresh Start Fitness, which is geared toward helping divorced women, but I also have to say men can benefit from this too, and it helps them to heal and thrive both during and after difficult times. We're really lucky to have her here today. And for those of you who are looking for your own fresh start, be sure to stay tuned until the end of the episode because Jen has an exciting offer to help you on your way. And welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Jen, thanks so much for being with us today. We're super excited to have you and talk about this topic. The one thing that happens with most people when they go through divorce is they let themselves go. Like, they don't take care of themselves. They don't eat right. They don't sleep right. They stop exercising. All that stuff starts to happen. And I think all of us actually on this show today have been through a divorce or a breakup. It's something that I think most people have gone through and they know what it's like. It's one of the worst things that people can deal with. And so, and we recently had Judy Herbst on our show, who is the director of PR for Worthy. And she mentioned that you have partnered with Worthy for this Fresh Start Fitness program. And, we wanted you to, if you could, just talk about your own personal motivation behind that program and also just this whole movement that you're creating. I think that you went through something personally that kind of was the genesis of this.
Yes, I did, unfortunately. So I think that, this all started when I was going through my divorce, and there was nothing, well, in retrospect, there was nothing out there like this to help women. You know, you just sort of thought you had to curl up in a ball and never get out of bed. So, you know, I thought, well, why don't I create something that can help people? You know, I'm a fitness person, I'm a nutrition expert. So I met Judy and we talked about it, and she said, oh, that's exactly what we're thinking about doing. Why don't you create the program and we'll start to invite women to these different events. So that's kind of how it was born. And we talked about, you know, what are the things that tend to fall by the wayside, right? It's usually eating. Women usually either decide to not eat anything or they eat everything in sight. You know, they're sitting with their ice cream.
One extreme or the other, right?
One extreme or the other. So, you know, talking about balance and nutrition and how do we figure out what is a healthy way to get through this, you know, as opposed to these two different extremes. So we incorporated that. Obviously, there was the fitness component to it. So we thought about cardio and strength training exercises. And then for me, yoga and meditation were a big part of my healing process. So we included that too. And everything is really short. They're all 20-minute segments. And so it's really easy for people to do. It's just digestible. You know, it's easy to turn it on for 20 minutes. Find what you like. You know, you don't have to do all five steps if it's something that you, you know, want to just take the meditation piece, or you just want to do the yoga or whatever it is for you. So I think basically that's how we decided to incorporate all these different areas, because we talked about how do women, you know, again, what falls by the wayside with women when they're going through this.
So even as a fitness instructor and nutrition expert, did you find that when you were dealing with the throes of your divorce that you were having a hard time, you know, taking care of yourself?
Yes, a very hard time. And I was one of those women who didn't get out of bed, and I had no motivation. I was exhausted all the time. I wasn't eating. I just couldn't get myself to do anything. So taking like these little slow steps is what helped me to finally get out, just get outside, you know, taking my dog from the poor guy. He was like, when are we going outside? You know? So yes, I went through all of that stuff, and being a fitness expert, it was hard for me to fathom that I'm not exercising, I'm not eating right. What is happening? You know, you're so depressed, and you're in such a dark place that it's you know, it's hard to pull yourself out of it. So I think, you know, this is one of the programs that kind of helps women to see that you can take these little tiny steps, and then eventually, you know, break out into something bigger, something more long-term.
Yeah, I think you mentioned in an article that you wrote, I was reading, you said something along the lines of, you know, trying to embrace the idea that bad things happen to bring you to a better place. And I just think that's, that really struck me, because I so felt that at the time, you, like you said, you couldn't get out of bed, or it's, you just get to that point where even when your mind is telling you, I need to do this, I need to take better care of myself, it's, everything's just so hard because you're so inundated. But, you know, so your program, I think, is a wonderful thing, because it has bite-sized digestible steps that people can take. I think also one of the things I read said that you actually went on a surfing trip to Costa Rica or something like that. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Yes. You know, just embracing that change. And like you said, when bad things happen, to bring you to a better place, I found that for me, it was, there were things I never even knew that I wanted to do, or once I did them, how life-changing they would be. So yes. So I, right after my divorce, actually, I booked a surfing and yoga retreat to Costa Rica.
I love that.
And, It was amazing. And it was, you know, it sounds so hokey to say it was life-changing, but it really was incredible. You start to, first of all, you meet people who maybe have gone through either similar experiences or some, you know, some sort of heartache in some way, some transition, and you connect with them. And it's kind of nice to share stories and know that you're not alone.
Now, did you do that by yourself?
I did.
Yeah. And before that, had you ever thought about traveling by yourself?
No.
Yeah. So that's like amazing, right? You know, you face doing something that you never would have done before.
And then I was addicted to it. Then I was going on, you know, I went to Tulum for a yoga and shamanic journey retreat. I went to Kripalu, which is the yoga center up here on the East Coast. And all those things just kind of brought me to this place of, wow, I didn't know that this even existed or that I was even interested in doing this. And I think that's actually one of the things that brought me to really wanting to help divorced women, because I saw that there was a need for it.
Yeah. Is it something that men could do too, or is it just really geared for women?
Sure. It is. Some of the retreats there were men, absolutely. They weren't as, you know, open and sharing their feelings as the women were crying in our little spirit circles. But yeah, definitely. I'm sure if that was something that a man was inclined to do, it's open. It's very welcoming. It's, you know, everyone there sort of embraces whoever it is and whatever they're going through.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So when the reason why, when Judy was telling us, Judy Herbst from Worthy, about your program, it really clicked for us, is because that we started, Susan and I started Breaking Free Mediation Centers just recently, and we are proud to be the first mediation centers in the country that offers a mindfulness track. We've actually partnered with a meditation and energy expert, Scott Picard, who we've also had on our show, people have the option of having him help them with mindfulness and breathing and centering and getting clear while they're dealing with this process. And right. So, you know, to help them with the emotions. And so just when we heard about your program, we thought, oh my gosh, we're so aligned. Yeah. And so we were so excited to talk to you. If you could just share with our listeners a little bit about your program.
Sure. Yeah. I just want to say too, what you guys are doing is so amazing and so different. When Judy told me about it, obviously I Googled you and I looked at your website and I thought, oh my God, where was this when I was getting divorced? You know, like I wish I had someone who could have helped me doing all these, you know, combine all these components like you guys do. So that's amazing. So anybody out there,
thank you.
That's like the way to go. If I had to do it again, which I hope I don't ever do it again.
Hope you don't.
I would hire you guys. But yeah, so Fresh Start Fitness. So I touched on it a little bit. The components, it's 5 steps, and we start with meditation. Meditation is audio. And by the way, it's a free download for anybody listening, and I think we'll get to that towards the end. But
Well, if you want to share the website now too, just, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, they can find it on my website, trainersintransit.com. If they click on programs, it'll be right there. I think it's the first thing that comes up. And then they can also find it on worthy.com. And I think if you go into their blog, you'll be able to connect to it from the blog. So yeah, so it's free and it's an audio meditation. And then it's a video yoga, 20 minutes. And then we do a strength and conditioning, 20 minutes, which is all body weight. So you don't need any equipment or anything. And then there's a nutrition piece that's downloadable as well. So it's a nutrition guide that they can download. And we say 5 steps and it's actually 4. we like to think of that last step as kind of putting it all together, or figuring out, you know, what it is that works best for you and then taking that and running with it. So yeah.
That sounds so exciting. I mean, I love the holistic approach. I mean, that is what we're all about too. And, you know, for you to take the mindfulness piece and then also the nutrition piece and the yoga piece and the fitness piece, it's just really, really amazing that it's, you know, all pulled together. Are the 20 minutes like each day you do 20 minutes, or is the idea that you do the whole thing at once?
The idea, it was designed to do it each day. So, you know, again, like doing these little small steps, like one thing each day to kind of get yourself, you know, but you can really do it however it's doable if you wanted to do everything in 2 days or 3 days. But our original intention was, yeah, to have people do it one day at a time.
I like that. I like that idea. It's snackable bites.
Yeah. Well, and it's sort of customizable to what you either have time for that day or what you need, what your personal need that day is.
Exactly. So yeah.
I love that you have the mindfulness component, but I always, you know, like to also remind my clients, as a divorce attorney, I have always told my clients that as much as, you know, as you're going through this difficult time, you want to sit on the couch, eat the ice cream and veg out, you really need to get out there and sweat some of this out. You know, for me personally, if I don't get some cardio in or get my heart rate up, that's my stress reliever. And, you know, for me personally, it's SoulCycle or spinning, and I go sit in that dark room. And, you know, I know when my dad passed away, I cried in the dark in the back of that room, but the endorphins help you get through the, you know, spirit of, you know, the room pulling together. And I think your program does that as well.
Yeah, it does. It's nice. We've had so many people, so many women reach out who've taken the program that have said, oh my gosh, I never even knew I needed this, and then started doing it and loved it. We've also done live events too. We did a few live events at Worthy. We actually celebrated a woman who sold her ring with Worthy. We had a party for her, and that was really nice. And since then, we've also done panels where we have different experts come and we talk about Fresh Start just in general. So I talk about Fresh Start Fitness. We have someone there who does finance, life coaching, those types of things. So it's kind of created this little community of people. And I love to just answer questions and help people along the way. So I'm hoping there'll be a part two to Fresh Start Fitness coming soon.
That would be exciting.
So, you know, at this time of year, it happens to be New Year's resolutions, but some people, even after their divorce, which is why I like your name, Fresh Start Fitness, it's another opportunity also to kind of make a resolution and have a fresh start. If you could maybe talk a little bit about nutrition and diet and the kinds of things that maybe people should be eating, you know, maybe just give us like a couple of the steps from your program.
Yeah, sure. Just a general guide, because, you know, obviously there's so many trending nutrition diets going around and fads and all these things. And I don't really subscribe to any of them. Although I sometimes take pieces of each when people say, oh, I want to do a keto diet, or I want to do this, you know, low carb or paleo and things like that. So I get it. So it's out there and people want to try it. And that's great. But my general rule is eating whole foods, anything that is not processed, it comes from the earth, is natural. I mean, I happen to be vegetarian, but you know, you could be a meat eater and still eat organically, grass fed. And then the other thing is, if you're talking about weight loss, is trying to eat until you're 80% full. So no matter what you're eating, if you only eat until you're 80% full, you're not going to be consuming as many calories as you normally would.
That's an interesting idea. So give us an idea, like what do you eat for breakfast?
So me personally, I usually do overnight oats. So I put oatmeal in the refrigerator at night. I put some walnuts in there for a little bit more protein, sometimes a little fiber powder or protein powder. I know those are not whole foods, but they help me with my digestion. So that's breakfast. You know, I'm on the go a lot because I'm a personal trainer, so I'm going to clients' homes, so I'm running on and off the subway and around the city. So I try to do things that are somewhat easy and quick. So I can't always do a whole food, but I love to just grab. This sounds crazy, but I keep like a little packet of peanut butter in my purse or my bag, and I'll do like an apple with peanut butter or a banana with peanut butter, kind of when I'm running around. I know that's not lunch; it's more of a snack. When I do get to sit down and have lunch, it's usually a big salad. It's usually just tons of veggies and maybe a protein, and then dinner is usually always grilled fish. So I'm pescatarian, not vegetarian, I guess I would say.
Yeah. So your protein would be what, like a tofu or something like that?
I do fish. So right. I do eat, you know, I'll eat grilled salmon or any kind of grilled fish, and then just tons of veggies. And that's what kind of helps keep me full, keeps my digestion going, and helps me to not eat, you know, too many calories. Although I do have my little cheat foods every now and then.
Yeah.
What's a cheat food?
I love Oh yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
What's
my cheat food?
Yeah.
people think it's gross, but I love, I can't even say this. It's terrible. I love raw chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, nice. My personal favorite myself, I have to say. That got me through the bar exam in California.
So terrible.
No, mine is definitely like truffle fries.
Oh, well.
Savory, definitely. Yeah, but I do want to do a little plug for my girlfriend who owns Rachel's Overnight Oats. They are the best overnight oats, and they're I eat them almost every day, and they're owned by my dear friend Rachel Gabriel, so and people can get them on Amazon.
So go get some overnight oats. Yum.
Yeah. Try that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rachel's Overnight Oats, they are so good. They're the best I've ever had. And I mean, seriously, not just, you know, because she's my friend. They really are really good.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I love overnight oats. I actually make them at this time of the year with almond milk, but with the eggnog flavoring that you can get. So it's really good. So
that's a good
people
idea.
Might want to try that one too for the holidays or past the holidays.
That's
well, you can
a
get
cool
that
idea.
In the store.
I like that.
Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve your family law matter peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com. Also make sure to download your free meditation at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free-meditation.
Coming up, more from Rebecca and Susan on Fresh Start Fitness, Thrive and Shine After Divorce, with celebrity trainer Jennifer Giamo.
Well, I think too, you know, is not comparing yourself to anyone else who's gone through. You know, I have friends who've gone through a divorce and they're like, oh, they bounce back, they're online dating in like 2 weeks. I'm like, wait a minute, what? So I think not comparing yourself to other people's experiences, because everyone goes through it differently and some people just take longer to heal.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca and Susan discuss more topics on divorce in depth, including With This Ring, I Move On, with Worthy's public relations guru, Judy Herbst.
And they say diamonds are forever, and maybe diamonds are, but unfortunately, with more than a million people a year, I think there's a divorce every 13 seconds or something, marriages are not forever.
And now we return to today's show.
So, well, one thing I wanted to ask you about, Jen, because you referenced it earlier when you were talking about the retreats, and I also saw in an article I was reading, you were quoted as saying that at the time of your divorce, you visited a friend's shaman. And I know when I went through my divorce, you know, I think anyone going through divorce, it's such a turbulent time, and you're in this land of limbo where there are no answers to your questions. And so you're looking for answers. I personally went to a psychic, which totally different, you know, I know, thing, but I think we're all seeking answers. And so I love that you did that. And I just would love to hear more about it.
Yeah. It's actually not that much different. I call him he's a therapist / psychic / shaman or spiritual guide. And I still see him. It's been 3 years. I go once a week. So instead of going to a traditional therapy, I go to see him.
Once a week. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. And the thing that the only thing I can say that really differentiates it from traditional therapy is that feeling of hope that you get. I'm not a religious person at all, but there's something about going there that kind of renews my sense of like of faith that things are going to be okay. He's, you know, he's also an intuitive, so you know he sort of gets vibes and signs and things like that. And whether you believe in that stuff or you don't, I mean, he's made me a believer because there are lots of things that have happened that have shown it to me, you know, shown to me time and time again that it really is a real thing. So yeah, it's just a different type of therapy for me.
Well, I think that actually makes a lot of sense because, you know, as I said, people are looking for answers And maybe it's even more what you just said. It's people are looking for hope. And so there are a lot of different ways to find that. You can find hope through new experiences, through the change, through different spiritual advisors, whether it be a shaman, be a psychic, be your religious, you know, person. So I think that's an important part of the change and the new you, the fresh start as well, maybe finding that source of hope for you, seeking that out. Yeah.
So where would somebody find a shaman that doesn't have one? Just curious.
Can you Google?
Tell them to call me.
Good shaman.
To call me. Well, if they're Yelp. Here, I have a great shaman. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess you could Google it. It kind of sounds weird, but, Jonathan came to me through a friend who was actually going to school to be a spiritual healer and a minister. And so she introduced me to him, and I've been seeing him ever since. But yeah.
And is he in New York where you are?
He's in New York. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe he does Skype sessions. I don't know.
Well, maybe we can get him on the show.
Maybe you should get him on the show.
That could be really interesting.
Oh, that would be great to get him on the show. I would love that.
You guys would love him. You would love him. He's amazing.
We'll have to have you connect.
To my life. He's really changed my life. It's like bizarre, but
I love the idea.
I thought I would be the person who would say that I go to a shaman, but here I am.
Yeah.
So as somebody who's gone through this, and so you know how low people can be, you know, when they're listening to our show, you know, this show, we've gotten so much feedback from, you know, hundreds of thousands of listeners that we have now. And this show is a beacon of hope for people. You know, they listen to this show for like, I need help. Get me out of this thing in some way, you know? And so if... what kind of beacon of hope can you give? What would your advice be to that person who's laying in the bed right now?
Not walking their dog.
Not doing anything. Yeah. I would say to be patient. I know that's like the last thing you want to hear, but it really is a process, you know, and everybody says, oh, when you get to the other side, there's not really a getting to the other side. I think you have to go through all these different stages, whether it's grief and anger and, you know, those, I think just being patient with yourself and not rushing to get to the other side or to have, you know, this epiphany. It's like, you know, for me, it still changes every day, even now.
That's a very good point. You can't get around it. You can't avoid it.
No.
Scott Picard, who's the guy that we work with for our meditation and energy, and he's also been on our show. When he was on the show, he actually said the same thing. You know, you're walking through that fear. You got to face it. If you want to have it past you and have courage and feel strong, you got to walk through it. So I think that's a really, really good point. But, you know, I kind of think it's like one step at a time, you know, like don't look at the whole thing, you know, just, and that's why I like what you've put together, because, you know, it's like, I can do this. I can do this one little thing today.
Yeah. Even if you just,
is not comparing yourself to anyone else who's gone through. You know, I have friends who've gone through a divorce, and they're like, "Oh, they bounce back. They're online dating in like 2 weeks." I'm like, wait a minute, what? So I think not comparing yourself to other people's experiences, because everyone goes through it differently, and some people just take longer to heal.
That's very true, because I think everyone who's going through a divorce has those friends that either just seem to have gotten through it with no problems at all and have bounced back. But it is different for everyone. And that's why a program like yours is also really helpful, because for whatever you need, it's there, it's free, and it's easy to reach out for. So, it's a wonderful resource for people. It really is.
Yeah. Great. I hope people take advantage of it.
Well, and we do too. And we know that you mentioned earlier that people can reach you through your website. That's trainersintransit.com. And through that, they can find out about your training and your nutrition services. But I know that you also have a really exciting offer for the listeners that I'm hearing you today that I mentioned at the top of the show. So can you tell people about that now?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I almost forgot. Yeah, so I offer an online nutrition coaching program. It's a year-long program, which sometimes seems intimidating to people, but you can, you know, again, it's small steps, it's behavior-based. But anyway, it's typically $99 a month, and I'm offering 25% off for the first 3 months to anyone who's listening today.
That's
so awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, I just want to make sure that we say again that the Fresh Start Fitness program that you created through Worthy.com is free, which is absolutely incredible. And just tell the listeners once again how they can download that.
Sure. They can go to Trainers in Transit and click on programs, or they can go to Worthy.com and I believe click on their blog.
That's great. We're going to put all of this together and put it into the show notes. So if anyone, you know, doesn't take notes while they're listening, know that it's going to be there. Jen, if they want to access the 25% off, how would they do that?
They can just send me an email and say that they were listening to the podcast and I will get them set up.
Great. And they do the email through your trainersintransit.com?
Yes, they could do that, or they can just email Jennifer at trainersintransit.
Awesome. Thank you so much for telling everyone how to get their fresh start and thrive and shine after divorce.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jen. And Milo.
Milo, he just barked.
Thank you for joining us today on Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve your family law matter peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert, Scott Picard, at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free-meditation.
Check back next Monday for our next edition of our powerful, inspirational, and educational podcast. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you liked in a review on iTunes.
And remember, you're just one step away from your new life.